Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I like where you're going, though. I do think we should bring in boats on the Missouri and then put the media there so they can bid.
Oh, they can complain and just beat up whispered. What about Samstown? That place is still available, right?
True.
You can convert that into like cots as far as the eye could see for the media.
Yeah.
Have the like home of wayward boys and girls down there at Samstown. That is some prime real estate down there. You would think that has been developed into something else, but it has not. I guess many people don't want to dine on the Missouri or whatever the case may be, but that would be a good spot. You could create hotel rooms and hotel space down there. I mean, you got just a blank slate. I mean, you don't have to worry about anything. Go down there and start building hotels and casinos and whatnot. So, no, I think that, look, the Super Bowl was supposed to be here years ago, right, with the rolling roof that we were supposed to have. Once the new Arrowhead is built with that roof, the Super Bowl will be in Kansas City. It will be, an homage to Lamar Hunt, and it will also be a situation where it's a new stadium. And when you get a new stadium in the NFL, you get a Super Bowl with that. And with the airport opening in 20 days, man, everything is going to be up to date here really, really soon in Kansas City, from a baseball stadium to a football stadium, and the ability to have the World Series, not the World Series, but the Super Bowl and the Final Four and stuff like that.
James Palmer living on a pontoon.
I think it would be fantastic. His hair would get so messed up. He would hate it. Yeah, he would not like it.
That has to happen.
Yes.
Let's take a look at this week's power rankings. The NFL ones are kind of done.
Are they done?
Yeah, they're kind of done. I guess until the season is over. Yeah. Most of them have the Eagles 1 and the Chiefs 2.
The Eagles 1 and the Chiefs 2. Yeah. I just don't understand how that's possible.
So I did find some other power rankings for you this week.
Because
we need to catch up with some other stuff that may have been happening while we were NFL-ing.
While we were watching football, other things are
other
going
things
on.
Other things have been power ranked. This
like
is really,
what?
Really weird. This week's NBA power rankings at NBA.com. Jim, the Boston Celtics were number one.
I had no idea.
Denver Nuggets, number two.
How about that?
Where the Nuggets been?
Denver.
Skulled Nuggets. Bucks, number three.
Are Denver Nuggets going back to that old logo with the guy with the hammer going up in the mountains?
Sixers down this week to number four. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are up to number five.
Are you kidding me?
Get LeBron.
Yeah, they should make a trade for LeBron for the stretch run. That would be great. I would like that, actually. Go back to Cleveland one final time and win another championship there.
I think that would be good. Still scrolling. I don't see the Lakers, so I go ahead and,
Lakers stink.
I go ahead and do that.
How did the Dallas Mavericks fare after adding that loser Kyrie?
PGA Tour power rankings are out.
Ooh, good.
Rory McIlroy, number one.
Okay.
John Rahm, number two.
Where's Tiger?
Colin Morikawa, number three. And I'm scanning through the 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. I don't see Tiger.
Tiger's not on the list. Now, that's unfortunate. He should be. The only reason to watch golf.
Yeah.
Well, that and the LIV Tour. LIV Tour's added some excitement to the golf world, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Also, this week's Week 11 power rankings for the NLL.
The who?
The National Lacrosse League?
Yeah.
Yeah, who we got? Is our team in there?
The Buffalo Bandits, currently number one.
A lot of talk about them in Buffalo right now that football's over.
The Toronto Rock are number two.
That's a good name. I like
that.
Smell
what the Rock's cooking.
The Seals of San Diego are number three.
Good name. Good name. I like that, too.
The Rochester Nighthawks, the fourth in the power rankings this week. The Calgary Roughnecks are at number five. And they can't have all that many teams.
Well, that's about it, huh?
Well, that says next three in alphabetical order. Do they only have eight? Do they only have eight teams? Is that right? The Saskatchewan Rush, the Halifax Thunderbirds, and the Colorado Mammoth.
Yeah.
Are those the only teams in the NLL?
Must be, man.
Let me double check the standings here. I'm guessing.
Is that indoor they must have or relegated. Outdoor? I'm guessing that's an indoor league, right?
There's a East and West.
Oh, all right.
So,
all right. Fair enough. I've learned enough about lacrosse today.
So, the Las Vegas Desert Dogs did not make this week's rankings.
That's unfortunate.
It's just 2-5 on the season. Then I'll click on one final one because I just Googled power rankings. Uh-huh. And I have the Vermont High School Girls Power Rankings.
Oh, good. Nice.
From the Burlington Free Press. Content's only available to subscribers. Not getting unlimited digital access for a buck for 3 months.
Who's reading that paper?
Because it'll roll over and then I won't cancel it.
Right.
I don't want that.
And then you'll
be
hearing stories on $79.99.
Nobody needs that. So sorry, Vermont High School Girls Basketball.
Not making
You're
the list
today.
You're
behind a paywall. Not
That's
doing it.
That's sad.
Not doing
That's
it.
Sad, bro.
Give me that paywall. I'm out. Time for this week's random power rankings. You can weigh in on yours as well at 913-586-7610. I guess this is a week we have to power rank Eagles.
That's exactly right.
I mean, ahead of the Super Bowl, you got power rank Eagles.
Right.
I guess would be the only direction we could naturally go.
Okay.
B-Dub, would you like to start?
Yeah, let's crack this one off real quick. Number four on my Eagles power ranking, the one and only Vi Sikahema.
Oh, I like that. Good one. I like
he
that.
He once beat up that. Didn't he beat up
beat
the...
up that goalpost?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then did TV in Philadelphia because he was here the day Andy Reid was hired.
Mm-hmm.
Who goal was it? Goalpost still
yeah,
hasn't
that's
recovered.
True. Us. Number three.
Eagles Landing Golf Course out in Belton. Love it.
Okay.
Great place to play for a chucker like myself. Number two. The one and only Reggie White.
Reggie White,
great Eagle.
You just see him in those old green uniforms with the black stripe and the helmets that they put on there for a little while, just tearing up people. And number one for my top four on Eagles, Iron Eagle.
Oh, good.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. Chappie!
There it is.
Just the first one, though, right?
Yeah, the second one was
Dr. Juice.
We didn't need the second one at all. The first one was fantastic.
Number four for me, Harold Carmichael.
Good one. Yeah, that's dating yourself.
You don't have too many 6 foot, 8 inch wide receivers these days.
You don't have many people named Harold anymore.
Yeah.
Or Carmichael.
Fantastic Eagle. Number three, Sam the Eagle.
Yeah,
the Muppet.
Good
terrific,
for you.
Yep. Terrific Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, my kids' elementary school was the John Deamer Eagles.
All right.
So that'll be the Eagles of John Deamer at number two. And number one, if I'm power ranking Eagles, I got to go bald.
Yeah.
So bald would be number one.
Very good. All right. Coming in for me at number four on the list, Ian. Eagle
coming in at number four.
One of the great Eagles of all time. Only at number four. Number three, Ian Eagle is fantastic, but he's no challenger. The bald eagle, the first eagle to fly into a stadium and land on a man's arm. Challenger the Eagle comes in at number three.
Underrated.
Yeah. Number two on the list is a very underrated Eagle, Tobias Funk. He went to Boston College. Most people don't know that from Arrested Development. Tobias Funk coming in at number two on my list of Eagles. And number one.
He didn't graduate, though, did he?
I don't think so.
Couldn't possibly.
No, not a chance.
No chance.
Okay. No chance. I think he went there. It's like Don Johnson went to KU, never graduated. And number one for me. On my list of Eagles, it will never change. It will always be this, Donovan McNabb. I love Donovan McNabb. God, I loved watching him play.
Chunky soup.
Yeah.
Eat your chunky soup.
And I love chunky soup, too. Who doesn't? That's a meal in a can.
Those are our random power rankings today. You can weigh in. How could you forget? At 913-586-7610. It's usually what the segment turns into.
Yeah.
How could you guys forget? How come no one mentioned?
Right.
This is your chance. 913-586-7610 on your random power rankings. Also, we need more Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, we do.
Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
Cheated,
you request the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Tag your name and get the credit.
Our buddy Patrick from Cameron wanted a little Afro Man because I got high. Mm.
Yeah, that goes along with one of the great texts we received about top Eagles
power
today.
Power ranking our Eagles today, 913-586-7610.
Yeah, and I've got
this turns into how could you forget,
right?
Or why didn't anybody have dot, dot, dot,
right? Or it turns into from the 913, wow, who cares, boring subject matter.
So at number four, this person had all four. Four, bald.
Uh-huh.
Three, Sam.
Right.
Two, iron.
Uh-huh.
One, weed is no longer illegal.
Ah, very good. Nicely
number
done
one.
By you.
Number
very
one
good. Nicely
for,
done.
For them. That was good by you.
Yeah. Why do people get so mad about what we talk about on the show? It's crazy, man. Like, I mean,
how
seriously
could you guys forget Doug Flutie and Don Henley?
Because I'm not an Eagles. I think the Eagles are a very overrated band.
Just stop with your music takes. Your music takes are always terrible.
I just don't find the Eagles to be good at all. I'm just not a fan.
Joe Walsh.
Just because somebody tells me they're supposed to be good doesn't
mean like
they
any
have
music
to be good.
Is what it is.
I do so. I like a lot of. I like Afro Man. That was really. I'd listen to that over the Eagles.
Power rankings number four. Band the Eagles. Donna McNabb. The Golden Eagle and the Bald Eagle. How could you guys forget Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, because he was Vince Papale in Invincible. He was an Eagle.
Yeah.
Another one. No Tony Danza as the garbage picking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon, which begs the question.
How many stupid movies were made about random Eagles?
I know. It is weird. There are a lot of Eagle football movies, aren't there?
Yeah.
Considering it's not like a really a national brand,
right? It's
not, to a certain extent,
right? And it hadn't been when those movies were made. They hadn't won anything. I mean, they just won their first Super Bowl 5 years ago, and 5 years ago today, we had that epic parade in Philadelphia. So it's not like they had a long history of winning, But I guess when you have a garbage man become a kicker and another garbage man become a return man, those are featured stories, right?
Glenn Frey coming in as well. Another Eagle that Bob doesn't like.
Yeah.
The Eagle that landed on the moon. It's a very good one.
That is a good one.
The Eagle has landed. How do we forget that? How could we possibly forget that?
Right.
Dwayne Wade was a Marquette Golden Eagle, was he not? I don't know. Did they change their name by then? I don't remember if they changed their name by then. They were the Warriors for a while and changed it. How could you forget Ron Jaworski?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. I love Jaws, man.
How could you not mention the number one, Merrill Reese?
Ah, he'll be on the show tomorrow.
Sproles in the backfield.
That's right.
We'll be on the show with us tomorrow, actually. The voice of the Eagles, or the Eagles, I guess, as they're called in Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle's
How
a good one.
How come no one mentioned Eddie the Eagle?
And Josh, I was really close to putting Eddie on there, but
Eddie was five for me.
Can I put a butt in there? I figured you'd have him in your top four, and I didn't want to double up. A lot of my list was trying to think of what you were not putting on your list.
That's how we do our list sometimes.
And I thought Eddie the Eagle was a home run for you.
I know. Eddie the Eagle.
Did he ever win anything, or did he just have a cool name and like finished in like sixth place all the time?
Yeah, no, he didn't. I don't think he ever won anything, no.
Name another ski jumper, though.
No, the one that crashed on ABC's Wild World of Sports.
That one that they showed over and over.
Agony of defeat.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Speaking of feet, tell us about your foot powder.
Rackham.
Oh, this time of year only makes me think of Tide.
Because everybody's pushing Tide.
Don't eat the pods.
Don't eat the Tide
Who
pods.
Who was it? Was it Sauce Gardner?
The one we saw the other day?
Oh, Tums.
He was pushing Tums. Yeah, because when you eat too many Tide Pods, you need Tums.
He was pushing Tums, and he had a Tums diamond necklace on.
Perfect. I love it.
I was like, he really went for it.
Yeah, good for you, man.
How does Kevin Cobb get no love? I don't know.
What about that guy who won the Super Bowl at quarterback, Nick Foles? Right?
Yeah, Nick Foles.
What about him? Yeah. Nick Foles should be on that
list.
Power
Eagle.
Yeah. He's a big guy from what I understand. Yeah.
Was it Randy Quaid and Eagle and Independence Day? I don't know. Now we're delving down too. Digging a little too deep.
Hayden Fox is a good one too. Yeah,
from the Minnesota State. What were they? The Minnesota State
Screaming Eagles. Somebody said, "Once I left off Dick Vermeil." Easy. He's a Chief.
That's right.
Always and forever.
Yeah.
No, we can't read that one.
Which one?
It was on my top. It was number five.
Spread Eagle.
Spread Eagle.
Yeah, you can do that. Like a ski jump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bo Jackson, that's a good one because of Auburn, the War Eagle.
Yeah.
How about Andy Reid? Has he done anything else? No.
It's true.
Can't have him on the list. True. No.
Yeah. You continue to power rank your Eagles.
Yeah.
Better or worse. It's
getting great.
Him.
Yeah.
I don't want your texts. Don't text the show.
I can't believe you're talking about this boring stuff that everybody's interested in and is having fun in on a Wednesday. I am mad because you're not breaking down the 3-4 defense of the Eagles and how it applies to the offensive line of the Chiefs.
Don't text the show. Not looking for it.
101st Airborne Screaming Eagles. That's a good one, too. Yeah, let's go. Keep your Eagles coming all morning long.
Don't need it. Don't want it. More of me.
Tell me about your athlete's foot.
More me, less you.
Terry Bradshaw. We need more Terry.
We do need more Terry Bradshaw.
100%. People are mad at Terry Bradshaw.
Unfiltered Terry Bradshaw.
I think it's great.
He's getting to the phase of his life where he gives no flips.
No, he doesn't care anymore.
So he's, I guess, holding court, right?
Well, they had media day yesterday where all the Fox broadcasters met with the assembled media to talk about the game. Yeah.
And so it's a great interview because one, there's an Entertainment Tonight microphone in his face.
Yes, it is, yes.
And then someone with a tiny – have you seen these tiny mics? I love the tiny mic phenomenon.
It looks like a microphone that you would have on your collar
they're
or something.
They just make mini mics now.
Mini mics,
and they're great. So it's an Entertainment Tonight mic and a mini mic.
Right.
Talking to Terry Bradshaw about Sean Payton, and he just lets it all out of the bag.
Hey, we're from Denver.
Yeah.
Your coworker.
I'm so mad at him.
Why? Come on. We all saw this coming. When did you know? When did you
really
know?
Well, I knew maybe, perhaps. Sean knew. We hung with him.
Yes.
We drank beer. He drank my whiskey. And we would talk, and he would talk and talk and talk. And I'd say, well, you can't go to Charlotte. Yeah. That's the NFC South. You can't go to Houston. They don't have a quarterback down there. You don't want to be in Houston. Where else could he have gone?
Arizona.
Arizona, no. No, that quarterback. He don't want to work with that quarterback.
But he'd rather work with Russ?
I don't think so. But you know what? That's all he's got.
Yeah. Well,
he's got no choice. But I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. He'll get the most out of him.
I'm going to Arizona. Don't work with that guy. He, what he wants with Russ? I don't know. But, you know.
Oh, my goodness. How good is that? Let the cat out of the bag.
I mean, they drink beers together, Bob.
Yeah. What do you think they drink beer or more like scotch or whiskey?
Drink his whiskey.
When he said whiskey, do you think it's actual whiskey or do you think Bradshaw's got some shine somewhere?
I think there's a combination of both. I think Bradshaw has enough money where he has some really good stuff, but I also think Bradshaw's from Louisiana, so he's got a bathtub full of something in the back room.
Got that apple pie working back there.
Yeah. He's definitely made his own, and he definitely buys some of the high-dollar stuff as well. And so I love that, man. I absolutely love that. We need more of that in sports. It's so refreshing, and I hate the fact that it is refreshing that we get actual normal human conversation from time to time, and we all lose our minds about it. Oh my God, did you hear what he talked about? He actually mentioned his family or something like that. We all lose our minds about, oh my God, look at these people are real. I love the fact that he did that. And there were people complaining about Terry Bradshaw after the NFC Championship game, and people have complained about Terry Bradshaw with this, like he let the cat out of the bag. Everybody knows Russell Wilson is a terrible quarterback, and it took $18 million to get Sean Payton to go coach this gentleman in Denver, right? Nobody wanted that job. Nobody wants the Arizona job either because Kyler Murray's a turd. And so when you are saddling a new coach with a quarterback who is ass, you're going to have a hard time filling that job. Had it been 10 years ago and Russell Wilson was in his prime, you wouldn't have had to pay $18 million to get a coach to go coach Russell Wilson. They had to roll out that kind of change because nobody wanted that job. So for Terry Bradshaw to sit there and say, yeah, of course, who the hell wants to coach Russell Wilson? Guy's got his own entourage. He's got his own office. Jake Heaps is his quarterback coach. I don't want to deal with any of that. $18 million, you said? I'm in.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Everybody's got their price.
I mean, there are a lot of no's out there, but this one was, not sure. Let's try it.
How many no's are there for this Arizona job?
Probably quite a few.
A lot. Brian Flores took a defensive coordinator job instead of having a second interview with Arizona. I don't blame these guys, man. You have one opportunity, maybe two.
And if your quarterback screws it up, you're done.
And if your quarterback screws it up, you never get that other opportunity. So if you're a guy who's an aspiring head coach in this league, where do you want to go? Do you want to go deal with Kyler Murray? Do you want to go deal with Russell Wilson? Hell no. I'd rather go to Houston where they don't have a quarterback and put my stamp on it.
I'd deal with Russell Wilson because he's actually done it. So that I would.
That's where
I think Sean Payton, I'd do it. Because you're like, oh, it's just a couple things here and there. Maybe I can get it back. Somebody's never done it, no chance. And someone that's got the attitude of Kyler Murray, no chance.
No chance.
Houston sucks. I would never go there.
But you got a blank slate down there, right? You got a blank slate down there.
I mean, yeah, they'll probably draft the wrong quarterback at two.
Probably.
That guy will be fired in 3 years anyway.
But he's got a six-year contract.
Does that matter in Houston? I mean,
well, that is true. Unless you want to pay five coaches.
They're paying everybody there now.
Aren't you going to run out of money, of dead money that you're paying coaches?
It's sports, no. There's a famous bar in Philly that's a Chiefs bar, but not this weekend. Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie's Saloon. He joins us next.
Fesco in the morning.
One of the greatest duos.
Brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get us out of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money, won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life.
Back in on a Wednesday. It's a way back Wednesday, so you pick the music. 913-586-7610. Tag your name so that you get the credit.
It's a great song, by the way.
You got a fast. This one's coming from Brett in Liberty. One of the little Tracy Chapman fast cars right here on Pasco in the morning.
I love this song. I don't work out to this song. It doesn't pump you up enough, but it's a really good song.
It gets me. This is one of those when I want to decompress.
Yeah.
Just want to just chill and just unwind. I'll throw this on there and just let it ride.
We're going to talk to Paul Stako coming up in just a moment. Big Charlie's Saloon, also known as Arrowhead East.
Arrowhead East.
It is a legendary Chiefs bar in Philadelphia.
It is. It may be the most legendary Chiefs bar in the world, quite honestly. I mean, this guy had a Chiefs bar before anybody even knew about the Chiefs. This goes back to the 70s. And anytime there's a feature or anything about the Chiefs, they always go to Big Charlie's,
NFL
right?
Network or whatever.
Yeah.
They're always, yeah, it's. It's, in a way, it's more iconic than anything around here.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I mean, it's the most iconic Chiefs bar in the world.
I mean,
yeah.
I wish we had, you know, but this one's definitive and it's somewhere else.
Yeah, but I think, like, everybody goes. Like, Vermeil's been there. Spags has been there. Yeah. Mrs. Spags has tended bar there. I'm sure Andy Reid has rolled by at a time or two. People do, you know, stories about this bar, not just all over the country, but all over the world. And it's just kind of unique because, as we know, Philadelphia is a big, big, big sports town, right? They love their teams as much as we do here in Kansas City. And to have somebody that's not an Eagles fan have this bar that represents another franchise, it's just kind of odd, especially right in the heart of South Philly where they are located. And you never thought, I guess, that the Eagles and Chiefs would have this kind of opportunity where they're playing against each other, but everything is kind of lined up. And here we sit now, Josh, with the Eagles and Chiefs getting ready to play each other. And now all of a sudden, this guy who has this Chiefs bar in Philadelphia has become the epicenter in Philadelphia and the center of attention for a lot of people.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie's Saloon in Philadelphia, brought to you by AG Power. John Deere, experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. So, Paul, how exactly did you become a big Chiefs fan?
1970, my father put a bet in. He bet the Chiefs. He said, basically, if they win, I get a bike. The next day, I had a bike. The next year, I was loyal to them, and I stood that way the whole way. That's basically the whole story in a nutshell.
So from a game in 1970, you became a lifelong Chiefs fan,
yes,
living in South Philadelphia, which is basically blocks from where the Eagles play. How was your childhood growing up, knowing that everybody around you was a Eagles fan and you were rooting for somebody else?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my friends actually jumped on board with me because I was so passionate. So I recruited a couple of guys very young. So to us, it wasn't unique because we had six, seven, eight of us that was on board with the Chiefs at that time in the 70s and then in the 80s. And then when my father passed away in 1983, we went from my house to the bar, and every year it grew after that.
So how did it actually evolve into you having a bar?
Well, my father bought the bar in 1972, and he passed away in 83. You know, me and my friends actually started hanging basically in the bar at that time.
And it just kind of took off from there and became this place to watch the Chiefs play. And for a lot of that time, Paul, the Chiefs weren't very good. I mean, so how did you keep up the, you know, especially living in, I guess, enemy territory now going into this week's game?
Yeah.
How did you manage to live through all that when the team wasn't any good?
Yeah. Bob, I think that's just character. We have character around here. In South Philly, you have character. You just have, you know, you built, you know, It's easy to like the Cowboys, the 49ers. I think it's a little bit harder to hang in there with a team that's not so good. And we did that, and we reaped the benefits.
So now this week, it's just going to become too busy for you to stay open. How tough was it to shut down this weekend of all weekends?
Well, very tough. We haven't been closed for, you know, even, I mean, other than the pandemic, We've never been closed. So we basically sold 100 tickets, and they went in one day. They were going in one day. So Tuesday, the next day, we basically had people reaching out for us. Oh, we're in, right? Basically thinking that, and then we're saying, okay, we'll go to 150. Then we had more calls. And basically we would have needed 300, a place that could hold 300 people, which is, this is basically a house. It's not a big place. So it was, who do you cut off? Who do you make? So the decision wasn't hard at the end of the day. It was something that had to be done. I couldn't tell half the people, they couldn't, you know, especially the people that have been here for 30 years that had our backs. I couldn't tell them you couldn't get in. I couldn't do that. So it was either all of us or none of us. If we were playing anybody but the Eagles, we would have had outdoor accommodations. That we didn't want to do that. We don't want to basically do that. We wanted to keep it in house, figuring 100, but it wasn't enough. We would have needed three of these places to make it work.
So that's what I was going to ask you. How much of this was because of the opponent? If this was the 49ers or somebody else in the NFC playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, how much easier would it have been to pull off by closing the streets down and having everybody there?
Oh, we would have did it, Bob. Bob, we had the permits. We had everything done. This was already done. We had a big screen TV. We had a bar. I mean, we've already done this 3 years ago. We've done it with the Niners. This was a done deal. It's just in the middle of the city. We just thought to do the right thing was keep it small, thinking 100 would have been sufficient. But we would have needed, we would need three of these places.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie Saloon in Philadelphia, the Arrowhead East of America these days. How many people show up on a normal basis to watch a Chiefs game with you?
In September, basically 100. There's basically 50 regulars, and then we get like 50 people randomly. They come like from, you know, like Kansas City, you know, all over, New York, L.A., I mean, all over. So about 100 fans come during a week. During a game day.
You've had a lot of cool experiences at that bar, from Dick Vermeil showing up to Maria Spagnuolo attending bar in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, Spags bringing
that
the trophy back.
Yeah.
Like, what's been the coolest moment for you guys as a bar being associated with this team right now?
So many, Bob. I mean, from Rich Gannon's father hanging in here. I mean, Joe Valerio's father hanging in here. Like, these guys come here, they're old-timers, and basically they come here, they feel the vibe. It's an old-school bar. It's a little house. It's not a big place. People come in and go, oh, wow, I thought it was much bigger than this. It's not a big place, and but there's a vibe. There's a family atmosphere. You can ask people to come, have been here. It's once you get here, I think you get it. It's hard to explain until you get in the bar. Once you get in the bar, you kind of get it.
So, Paul, where are you going to watch the game now?
I'm going to watch it here, to be honest with you. I'm going to watch it here. Maybe we're 3-4 guys. I'm staying here. I'm going to stay in a bar. I'm going to lock the doors. Like I said, I got to be in my house. This is my house. I got to be here. So for me, I'm going to be here with about 4 or 5 guys.
What's it been like for you over the last 10 days since both teams have clinched a berth in the Super Bowl? I can imagine you probably are excited, but at the same time, looking around and going, oh, my God, if this is anything like the Link, we could be in some trouble.
Yeah, well, Bob, this is like our neighborhood, so people get it. Any nonsense we would get would come from outside people. We've been doing this for 40 years, so people kind of get what we're about. They know the story. There's not going to be bullshit. Now, as far as outsiders, who knows? You know what I'm saying, Bob? I don't know. I can't say for that, but, you know, I don't worry about it too much, to be honest with you.
All right. The matchup itself, you're living right there in the middle of it, so how do you see Philly and KC?
Well, we got 15 and they don't have him. And I think Andy Reid, I think the players are going to play for him. They really, listen, no matter how you say it, he was fired by that team. You could pat a guy on a way out. You could kick him in the butt. A firing is a firing. A firing is a firing. They fired him. They told him, you're the problem. I think Andy Reid wants to get him. I think his players are going to rally. I think they're going to win the game. I do. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the Eagles are tremendous. I think we're tremendous. And I think it's going to be a tough game, but I think we're going to come out ahead.
All right, Paul, I'm going to pin you down for a score. Brought to you by AG Power. Whoa. John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at AG Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get a medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. Paul, give us a score. Come on.
30-27, Chiefs.
I like it.
I like it a lot. What's Monday morning going to be like waking up in Philadelphia, seeing the fans knowing they not only lost to the Chiefs, but they lost to Andy Reid?
Well, I don't know about the outside, but I'll be in here now with a couple of my friends, and I think it's going to be pretty good in here. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty good.
Paul, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you.
Can't wait for Spags to deliver you another trophy. We need Spags to bring you another trophy soon, all right?
That sounds good to me.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie's Saloon, otherwise known as Arrowhead East.
There you go.
Brought to you by Ag Power John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. That is a one-of-a-kind place.
It really is,
with
man.
With one-of-a-kind people.
Have you ever been there?
No.
See, my sister lives there. I've never been there. It's always been like anytime I go visit, we've got a very tight schedule and it's in and out type stuff. I'm going to set some time aside where I go to that bar. Maybe it comes this summer. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But, man, I would love to go there and experience game day. And of all the famous people that he had, the greatest experience is Joe Valerio's dad.
Well,
that's Philadelphia in a nutshell right there. Yeah, the hell with all these famous people. Joe Valerio's dad is awesome.
Yeah. He was cool. He sat down at the bar. We talked for hours. Those other guys just popped in, did a photo op, and got out.
Joe Valerio's dad hang out.
Joe Valerio's dad was there at closing time. Couldn't get him
Joe
out of the
Valerio's
place.
Dad won't leave.
He's been on a bar stool since 73. I can't get rid of the guy.
Hey, find Valerio's dad, B-Dub. Let's see what he's doing right about now.
I mean, that's so good. I guess Sean Payton isn't the only one in the AFC West rooting for the Eagles. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Don't miss former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:30, 610 Sports Radio.
You're chance to win a Chris Jones autographed jersey coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Be listening on the 9s and 5s in the 8 o'clock hour, starting first with the 5, but then it'll be 9s and 5s.
That's right.
So the first opportunity coming up at around 8:05.
Some of them may be in commercial breaks as well, could so you got to be listening.
If you hear the Chris Jones sounder, be caller 5 at 913-586-7610 to get registered to win the Chris Jones autographed jersey we'll be giving away coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So we know that Sean Payton's not rooting for the Chiefs.
That is correct, yes.
Because he said, you know, you're not going to root for anybody in the division,
right.
So he's rooting for the Eagles.
Which makes sense. I mean, if you're the Denver Broncos coach, you have no business rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Why would you root for somebody in your division?
I would agree.
Makes the hill a little bit harder for you to climb if you've got to go through a Super Bowl champ, right?
I feel like he's not alone out west, though.
You know? I mean, the Raiders shouldn't be.
Judging by the map that's been done about how the country is rooting,
mm-hmm.
We're not getting a lot of rooting power out of the AFC West, are we?
No, we're not. Colorado and then California and Nevada are all rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. Conversely, you look at New York and you look at the Texas area with Dallas being in the mix there. They're rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so the Eagles have a little bit of that Eastern Seaboard, obviously. The Chiefs have kind of the entire Midwest with the exception of Minnesota. What's going on up in Minnesota that they're rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles, and out west is clearly rooting for Philadelphia. So when you look at it, 28 states are rooting for the Eagles, 22 states are allegedly rooting for the Chiefs. Now, here's the states that are rooting for each team. These five states have the highest percentage of people rooting for the Eagles: Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland, all neighboring states right there of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Five states, highest percentage rooting for the Chiefs in order: Kansas, Missouri, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Texas. Those are the top five states rooting for Kansas. In fact, 97.4.
Rooting for Kansas City. Yeah.
What did I say?
Kansas.
I'm sorry.
Don't want to make, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm about ready to give you a stat that may skew it a little bit. You may have to build Arrowhead in Kansas. 97.4% of the state of Kansas is rooting for the Chiefs. Huge number, right? Only 96.5% of Missouri is rooting for the Chiefs. Based on that, you got to build the new Arrowhead in Kansas.
So 3.5% of angry St. Louisans are
right, that's right.
Going with the Eagles?
Going with the Eagles in this one.
Whenever it's skewed, it's St. Louis's fault.
Absolutely it is, because St. Louis sucks, and so does their food. So more Kansans are rooting for the Chiefs than Missourians percentage-wise. That's interesting. Interesting. I guess Western Kansas, probably like Denver Bronco fans, once you get out like the Goodland area, probably rooting for the Broncos out there, so they're not Chiefs fans. 97.4% of Kansans are rooting for the Chiefs. Only 98.6% of Pennsylvanians are rooting for the Eagles, though.
Well, we got Big Charlie and the guys.
Yeah.
Big Charlie Saloon.
That's true.
Folks.
That's it. That's the 2% right there.
Yeah. It's the 100 people that go watch a Chiefs game at his bar, at Paul's bar. Yeah.
Arkansas is severely divided as well. Only 56% of the people in Arkansas are rooting for the Chiefs, which I thought would be a lot more. Like, what kind of ties does Arkansas have to Philadelphia? They're more Chiefs country, Chiefs kingdom than Philadelphia is.
Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Like Texas, I get.
Well, Texas isn't rooting for them.
No, but I mean, Texas, I get, because, you know, I got all those Mahomes fans there.
Right.
And then anti-Eagles.
Anti-Eagles,
would be good. Yeah, it's an interesting map, but, we're not getting any help. We're not getting any help, nor should we, from the AFC West.
Not at all.
I've firmly been in that camp. I don't root for teams to do better than you in a conference. I think that's always been stupid.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
And why in the heck, if you were any fan in the AFC West, would you want the Chiefs to be dominant again?
Right, exactly. You wouldn't. You would not.
Why would you want them to be at the top of the heap? You shouldn't.
Right.
In colleges, you shouldn't either. That's the other bizarre one. Still happens. I'm going to root for the league. Why?
But you know what? I feel like that's only Kansas fans that say that, because they're hedging their bet when they get knocked out in the tournament.
No.
I feel like I don't hear Oklahoma State fans saying I'm rooting for Kansas.
No, I don't think anybody's rooting for Kansas,
but that's the league.
I think you'll root for the league, and it's stupid. You don't want Kansas to win it. You don't want Baylor to win it.
No.
You don't want Texas Tech to win it.
I didn't root for Baylor or Texas
years.
Tech.
You didn't want those teams to win it. Why? Because they jump over you.
Yeah, I don't want Houston winning anything.
Do you want them to have a recruiting advantage on your team? No, it's always been dumb.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Well, let's root for the league. It's no, condescending when you say that.
Because they can continue to be the power.
Yeah.
I get asked that all the time about, would you root for Ohio State or Michigan?
No.
It's stupid.
No.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't understand.
Trying to steal recruits from them. Trying to get their scraps.
Right. Like, if you're a Kansas fan and Baylor's winning the championship, they got a leg up on you.
That's not good for you.
That's not good.
I've never
the Big 12 won. Yay!
Let
me knit a sweater.
No.
Ever root for your rival.
One of your opponents has a leg up on you and has a recruiting advantage. No.
You think Red Sox fans sit around in the playoffs and go, I'm going to root for Tampa and the Yankees?
No.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. And nobody in the AFC West should be rooting for the Chiefs. No. Nobody in the NFC East. Like my dad, my sister says to my dad, who are you going to root for? My dad looks at her and goes, I'm a Giant fan. I'll never root for the Eagles. I don't care who they're playing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not rooting for the Eagles. You don't root for your rival.
No.
I never understood that.
We're at that Denver Super Bowl, it's hating that whole thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like, lose.
Lose, lose,
just lose.
Yeah,
I'd lose.
It's good for the league. Why? What do you care? Why is it good for the league? It's who cares?
Dollars? Do you care about?
Well,
you shouldn't
care
about it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't impact you.
Doesn't impact you at all. No.
It helps your rival. Don't be doing that kind of nonsense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.